Blackstone Audio presents Fur, Fortune, and Empire, The Epic History of the Fur Trade in America by Eric J. Dolan. To Jennifer. The history of North American expansion might almost be written in terms of the fur trade. Europeans were early attracted to the North American coast by the hope of reaping profits from this trade, and after the beginning of settlement, revenue from it was the principal means of sustenance to the early English, French, and Dutch colonies. Many a nameless trader, intent only upon his trade, and caring nothing for the name of discoverer, has been the first white man to set foot upon lands, credit for the discovery of which has gone to others. Before him was the wilderness. Behind him, over paths he himself had made, poured in an ever-advancing tide of settlement. Thus the fur trader has blazed the way across the continent. Arthur H. Buffington, paper presented to the Colonial Society of Massachusetts by Samuel Elliott Morrison, January 1916. Introduction. The Bible and the Beaver were the two mainstays of the Plymouth colony in its early years. So wrote historian James Trislow Adams in 1921. Given that the Pilgrims were Puritan separatists who went to America to escape religious persecution, I understood Adams's reference to the Bible. It was central to the Pilgrims' way of life, and its teachings helped them maintain purpose and hope in the face of extremely trying circumstances. But I had no idea why he had thrown beavers into the mix. Intrigued, I read more, and soon the reference to beavers made sense. For more than a decade after their arrival in America, the Pilgrims' main source of income for purchasing supplies and paying off their debts had come from the sale of beavers.